What about trastuzumab and lapatinib, that combination? What do we know about that in terms of safety, anything, efficacy?
Actually, I'm very excited about this potential combination because I think targeting the HER2 pathway in a dual mode may give us the answer that we're looking for.
But what have we seen so far?
We're looking at safety. Certainly, the studies that have been done so far look very safe, combining trastuzumab and
What studies have
lapatinib.
been done?
There are studies ongoing in the metastatic setting, and also studies of paclitaxel in combination with trastuzumab and lapatinib.
And what's seen in terms of both safety and efficacy?
I can only comment on safety because reports officially have not come out, but we've taken those into consideration and actually submitted the data to the NCI and the FDA for the review of this protocol. We at the Mayo Cancer Research Consortium are starting a trial next week, which is a pilot cardiac safety study as adjuvant for HER2-positive breast cancer. And what we're going to do is exactly what we're doing on ARM4 of ALTO. Here, patients will get AC given either every 2 weeks or every 3 weeks, followed by what we call THL, weekly paclitaxel, trastuzumab, lapatinib for 3 months, then trastuzumab, lapatinib for the rest of the year. So what we're doing is what we did in N9831, but adding lapatinib to all the areas where we use trastuzumab.